Audio presents Love, Honor, and Betrayal. Written by Kimberla Lawson Roby. Read by Paula J. Parker Martin. For my dearest Will, thank you for 20 fabulous years of marriage. You are the absolute best husband and have always been such a tremendous blessing in my life. I love you with all my heart, and I certainly look forward to another 20 years and beyond. Prologue. The verdict had sort of been in for months now, but at this very moment, Charlotte's feelings were crystal clear. She hated Curtina. She despised this tiny little two-year-old with a passion and wanted her out. She wanted her gone because it wasn't fair that Charlotte had to stomach Curtis's illegitimate daughter on a daily basis. Curtina was there all the time, what with her tramp of a mother going in and out of the hospital on the regular. Of course, it was true that Tabitha had been stricken with the AIDS virus and hadn't been able to care for Curtina the way any mother would want. But that wasn't Charlotte's fault. As a matter of fact, it was Tabitha's own fault, 1,000 times over, thanks to all the whoring around she'd done. But since today was Christmas, and Curtis and Matthew were so elated to have Curtina there with them, Charlotte was going to plaster on the best fake smile she could and pretend to be happy. She would act as though she loved Curtina and was overjoyed about being her stepmother. She would do this even though she couldn't stand that little heifer.